listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. When you hear that music, it can only mean one thing. The president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner, in studio here in the Dog Bowl on a big day for the Browns. The new logo has been released, unveiled, and that's got the regular logo, the Dog Pound logo, etc. Alec, what do you think about the new logo? How did you guys arrive at this logo for the Browns?
Well, for us, it's a couple things, right? It's the logo, it's the uniforms. We understand for us this is a process. We started about 2 years ago, and we engage our fans initially, build the foundation of what we are. They essentially give us permission on what we can change and what we can't. We build our foundation from there, and then we looked at the uniforms, the logo, our secondary logos, all of those together, and this is the first step in the process.
Obviously, minor changes with the logo. I think some people were expecting maybe major changes. What was the process there in terms of, you know, having this day to unveil the logo and having it be such a minor tweak?
Well, when we looked at the logo, we had a threshold decision, which is, do you change the primary logo or do you keep being the only team in the NFL whose helmet is your primary logo? We wrestled with that back and forth. We knew these changes weren't going to be revolutionary, more evolutionary, but they do give you a hint as to where the uniforms are headed with the color, the face mask. And we were comfortable that our fans weren't ready to go so far with the logo, but we're really happy about where the uniforms are headed.
One of the questions about the helmet, why stick with kind of that traditional helmet that you don't really see in the NFL today as opposed to come in with like a new look, modern NFL helmet?
We looked at that as well. And we really decided at this point, keeping that primary logo was the key way to go. I mean, these logos are so historic, and especially ours, and to go and change that completely, we thought would have been unsettling. Now we think we have more permission from our fans to change the uniforms, and we're looking forward to that.
Speaking of the uniforms, they are coming out in April. What was kind of the thought process of the timing that went with that? Because if guy signs here in free agency, he's not going to be able to hold up, for example, the new uniform.
Well, unless other teams have had their uniforms leaked, they've all come out right before the draft. That's the timing for us. There's so many things that come into play, Nathan. You actually don't have a lot of time to ramp up and get the uniforms redesigned and set out until before the draft.
Will this new logo, this helmet, be available before the uniform reveal?
It'll be
available.
Will
you see the actual helmet?
There won't be much in retail. The same thing. April is really the time for retail.
Okay.
So this will coincide with our uniform changes.
And is this helmet that people see, they want to know if this helmet is going to be the helmet. Is it that exact orange, or is it, could it be a metallic orange? Could it be a matte orange? Is there anything you can talk about as it relates to that helmet?
We'll know a lot more about that on April 14th.
So the answer to that is no. So for all the people who tweeted the questions that have to do with specifics about the uniforms, will you give us anything at all about the uniforms? Anything just kind of wet the whistle, wet the beak, as it were?
Well, I do think this will be a more substantial change than the logo. We understand this was a subtle change. The uniforms, I think, will be much more modern, and we're looking forward to getting them in front of our fans.
All right, let's talk about kind of the offseason that the Browns have had. A lot has been made about this organization. Jason Lockenfora's article, which was very critical about the dysfunction here. Kind of how do you feel about that? Where do you feel that this organization is right now?
Well, the only thing we care about is what's happening in the building. You know that, Nathan. And our goal is to create a great organization. And I think we have great people in the building. We've got a great owner, not just a good owner, a great owner. He gives us all the resources we need. He asks us the right questions. He holds people accountable. I think he's going to be fantastic in the NFL. We've got Ray Farmer, who I think is not only is he one of the hardest working guys I've been around, he's a good person. And then we've got Pett, and I think Pett did an incredible job for a first-year head coach in the NFL. So our goal here is to work hard within the walls of this building and really tune out the outside noise, because for us to get great, we have to work hard and ignore it.
What was the goal of the summit that you guys had down in Florida? Did you achieve that goal? And what was really kind of, you would say, the key takeaway from having the leadership of the team together like that?
You know, a lot was made out of that summit. All I'll say is that every good organization gets its key people and key executives away from the building at some point during the year and gets them together. I thought it was a terrific set a few days with Pett and Ray and Sashi. Jimmy set the agenda, and I think we were on the same page before that meeting. I think we came out of it even better.
When you look going forward with this football team, a lot of people today will say, you know, you guys spent this time on this logo. It wasn't a huge change. We care about the football team, et cetera. I mean, just from an organizational standpoint, you've been asked about how much you're in football, you're in business, et cetera. isn't the focus of everybody, you know, your focus is on the business side of things, but isn't the focus of everybody here just ultimately about supporting the football team and these, we all realize, are ancillary things to a successful product on the field?
Of course. We know there's two jobs we have. Number one is to win football games. Number two is to enhance the fan experience. And those aren't mutually exclusive, right? I mean, we've renovated our stadium. I think our fans enjoyed that. And I think we've made some big impacts with our digital media and the other things with our Dog Pound Drive. But we know ultimately we'll all be judged on whether we win. We know that is the best fan experience, is winning games. And so the whole organization should care more about that than anything else.
Talk about training camp. It will be in Berea this year. And some of the people using the hashtag AskAlec have wanted to know about the rumored Columbus connection in terms of the future for training camps.
We had, when we talked about training camp for this summer, we had good talks with a variety of places and cities. And we're going to continue those dialogues for the long term. But we thought for this summer, our football team would be best off in Berea. We're still talking about where Family Day might take place. And we're still talking about the long-term location of training camp. The one thing I'd say is we will always have training camp open in Berea, even if we end up having part of training camp somewhere else.
The Elf logo, somebody just asked about this on Twitter. You guys said that it will still stay around. Is there a new version of the Elf logo, or will it remain the same Elf brownie?
It'll remain the same with the updated orange.
With the updated orange. Okay. Talking about the team, some of the players out there, you know, a lot of things being made about analytics right now. ESPN had an article that just came out about analytics saying the Browns are one of the 10 teams in the NFL into it. They cited you as a part of that along with Ken Kovach. Just to clear things up for people out there who, you know, read articles and may believe things about your role here with the team. The analytics department, even though you believed in that, were a part of it in Dallas, here in Cleveland is not under you. It's under Ray Farmer as a part of the football organization.
It was the same in Dallas. It's the same here. That falls under your general manager. It's a resource, and Ray's got it totally under control, and I feel really confident about how Ray manages that.
The team had two first-round picks. We know Johnny Manziel in rehab now, working on himself. Justin Gilbert, something, a personal issue we are not aware of there. How is the organization supporting those two gentlemen, and when do you expect to kind of see something from Johnny or Justin Gilbert down the line?
Well, I think before answering that, I'd say as an organization, what you want to be judged on and what Ray would want to be judged on is how have you done across the board during your draft,
sure,
including undrafted free agents. And so when you look at the 53-man roster, I'm sure, Nathan, you've talked about these things. Is it a better roster than
it was
a year ago? And so then, because every team in the NFL has hits and misses in the first round, second round, third round, and beyond. And so in terms of those specific players, I defer to Pett and Ray, although we can say that I think Johnny took a really important personal step by volunteering, and we're proud of him.
With the draft approaching, this team has a lot of money in free agency. You've got the draft, 10 picks, two in the first round. Again, another opportunity to enhance this 53-man roster. What do you see as kind of the critical pieces for this organization moving forward? Maybe something that came out of the summit down in South Florida.
Well, I think it's critical right now we have 10 picks. And that's an incredible resource we have. We've got guys like Ray Farmer selecting. I feel really confident where we'll be in a few months.
From a strategic standpoint, last year there was one trade down, but there was a lot of trading up. Has there been any kind of research done on the value of that? Is that something you can expect to see the Browns being a team that will constantly take two picks for one player, or do you expect to see more of either standing pat, drafting your players, or acquiring more assets philosophically?
Well, philosophically, I'll leave that to Ray as well. I mean, that's straight within Ray's bailiwick. And I know I feel like my guess is Ray will look at the circumstances in each case and make the best decision he can.
All right, we'll go back to the logos now. You said you guys went through kind of a two-year process with this. You did interact with a lot of fans, et cetera. What was kind of the goal behind the orange? How was that settled on that particular shade of orange and then the brown face mask as well?
Well, a lot of the decisions on color were driven by the uniforms. And when you look at the uniforms on TV or you look at them live, and we wanted an orange that was more vibrant, that popped more, and then I think it played really well with the logo as well.
We've heard a lot of talk about a third color being introduced, certainly not visible at all in the logo. Anything you can say about that?
Not until April 14th.
So, all right, we're not getting anything on the uniform. You're steadfast in that. I have heard something about a fan fest. What can you tell me about that?
We will. We'll have a fan fest this summer. The details will be mentioned later, but we're really excited about this. We don't think many NFL teams do it. We'll have the players and coaches participate. It's just another element of reaching out to our fans.
And how's phase two of the stadium renovations coming along?
It's going well. I've said this before. Phase one was about the exterior of the stadium. Phase two is about the interior. I walk the stadium about once every week and see how the progress is going. And I think people notice the graphics and the new chef concepts and the lighting throughout the concourses.
What's one thing you would want to say, if you could, to the Browns fans who certainly are listening right now about kind of just the state of the business of the Browns, the football of the Browns, just how you see things kind of as a state of the union, as the president of the Browns? What would you want people to know the most right now about this organization?
Well, I think the most important thing is it's pretty easy to judge an NFL team whether or not it's making progress. We won more games than we had won since 2007. You can see the progress at our stadium. You can see the progress with the people we have in our building. And I would tune out everything else, because that's how we approach it, right? Are we making progress every single day? And if we are, great. If we're not, then we have to reassess. And the rest of it doesn't matter.
And how important has it been kind of now that you guys all have a year under your belts together? People tend to forget that. It's the first time that there has been Jimmy Haslam, Mike Pettine, Ray Farmer, Alex Shiner, Sashi Brown working together as one. It's been one season. What was kind of the biggest learning experience, and how critical is it now that you guys have that experience and are more comfortable with each other?
Well, I think if you look in our division, the teams that have done really well, they've been together a long time, and I don't think that's an accident. And so it helps, and we're just getting better every day.
All right, last opportunity. Something about the uniforms, anything for the Cleveland Browns fans out there. They saw that helmet. Is that going to be the exact helmet that they're going to see? The new logo, is that the exact helmet that they will see in the new uniforms?
I think I already answered this. We'll know December 14th.
April 14th. Yes, we will. 14th. He's good, folks. You're not going to get anything out of this guy. Maybe he's going to keep pushing it back if we keep asking. Anyway, the president of the Browns, Alex Shiner, thank you so much for being us. And congratulations on the logo rollout. And we certainly will all look forward to those uniforms April the 14th, a big reveal at the Convention Center in downtown Cleveland. Now, stay tuned for the Golden Boys, for Jason Gibbs, in for Matt Wilhelm, still stranded on a boat out at sea. I'm Nathan Zagura. Jim Donovan will be in for me tomorrow, and hopefully Matt Wilhelm will be back. Otherwise, it'll be Donovan and Gibbs for you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.